The University of Wisconsin System says it's seen a rise in applications to campuses around the state. This week, it reported a 30% bump in freshman applications across the system over the last couple of years. Whether those translate into admissions and higher enrollment for state schools has yet to be seen, but Interim System President Tommy Thompson said he's optimistic about what it means for the fall semester. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you or someone in your family applied to college in the last year in Wisconsin or elsewhere? What issues have you weighed in making that decision? Did the pandemic make you reconsider where you went to college and when you went to college? Call it at 800-642-1234. If you work in higher education, maybe in admissions, what are you seeing? 800-642-1234 is the number, or email ideas@WPR.org. Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
All right, this jump in applications, 30% system-wide, bigger at some campuses than others, I imagine. Can you break down what we're seeing across the state, Rich?
Sure. The biggest increase happened at UW Green Bay. So we're talking year over year, June of 2020 versus June of 2021. They saw a 72% increase in applications. UW Eau Claire was at 50% increase in that same time frame. Platteville saw a 41% increase, and it kind of goes down from there. Some of the smallest increases are at UW Parkside and UW-Madison, but I was told by a former governor and current system interim president, Tommy Thompson, that they've got a waiting list, so it's kind of a different story for them.
How much of this is rebound? Because I know the concern last year, pandemic year, was that a lot of these campuses were seeing a big decline in enrollment.
Yeah, it's a big question, and I don't have the answer for you, Rob. In terms of rebound, I mean, it's a good sign is what I'm hearing from UW people, particularly interim president Tommy Thompson. We just saw kind of a period where people didn't seem to know if it made sense to enroll, mm-hmm. you know, with online classes. There were some surveys in the very outset of the pandemic when things got serious and the lockdowns happened that indicated a lot of high school seniors were thinking about taking a semester at least off. And that was a big problem potentially for higher education, especially in Wisconsin, because, you know, the enrollment numbers have gone down since they hit real records and peaks in around the 2010 time. So they were already dealing with enrollment declines, and then the pandemic, there was a lot of concern that it could really be a problem. But the applications being up seems to be a good sign.
What kind of things does the UW system do to change things to encourage people to maybe make it easier to apply after those declines?
Yeah, over the past 15 months, I guess the UW system, they waived application fees. So I think it's around $50 to apply at a UW campus. Not every campus waived application fees. I was told that UW Eau Claire, UW La Crosse, and UW-Madison still have them, but Thompson told me that all campuses were encouraged to, but they had the ultimate, you know, final decision in whether to waive that fee. $50, you know, can really add up if you're applying to two or three different UW campuses, and the students can also now apply online, and one application gets them, they're able to apply to as many UW campuses as they want with a single application. I've been told by Provost at UW Green Bay that it seems like students are kind of going for around three or four maybe, and it's all over the place. People are selecting different institutions based on their interests, you know, majors, et cetera, but also some are, you know, geographically bound. They want to stay in a particular area. The other big thing that seems to be contributing to this was a change that was totally due to the pandemic, but UW campuses waived the requirement that students provide ACT scores during the application process. Whether that's going to stick around is unknown. It was kind of part of a trend nationwide that some campuses, some universities in other states were getting rid of, they're going test optional or test, you know, test free basically. And, you know, some of the proponents of that move say that ACT scores, you know, it's just another hurdle for students that might do well in college, have to get past, because especially during the pandemic, it was not easy to take these. You still had to take these tests in a room, you know, and it was difficult. And the argument is that especially underserved students from lower income families, they just don't have the same kind of opportunities to get tutored for ACT or SAT tests. So it's an equity thing.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR News reporter, looking at a jump in applications to the UW system after a down year during the pandemic. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Has the pandemic changed the way you or your family considered higher education, whether to apply, when to apply, where to go? If you're looking at this from the other side of things in higher education, what are you seeing coming across your desks this year? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Rich, these are applications. When you talk to these administrators across the system, when are they going to know if more applications translates into more enrollments, more students on campus come fall?
Yeah, the big judgment day, I guess, will be it's 10 days into the fall semester, which is at most campuses, the semester starts right at the beginning of September. So 10 days in, they'll have the data. It takes them a while to kind of clean it up and then report that to the main system office, and it takes a while for it to make it to, it's usually reported during a UW Regents meeting, but those numbers usually don't come out until around November, or excuse me, October, November, that kind of time frame. But I'm going to be very interested to see what those numbers are. I was told that you know, there's a lot of variables to these applications. A lot of times universities will tout applications, but it doesn't translate, you know, into direct, you know, it's not a one-to-one translation. So I've been told that it's around 40%. That was from the UW Green Bay interim provost. Kate Burns said that traditionally they see about 40% of applicants actually enroll, but it's just not a normal time right now. So those traditional kind of measures go out the window a bit.
I want to key in on something in your reporting, Rich, that struck me when you were talking with Tommy Thompson. He was optimistic, not just about the increase in numbers, but some of the demographics of who, some of the categories of people who were applying. What had him excited?
Yeah, he was, you know, the overall number, of course, it has him optimistic, but he was also very, very proud that the number of underrepresented students, you know, Black, Latino, and other minority groups are up. First generation college student applications are up. I guess they're not students yet, but that's the idea. So these are groups that the UW system and really a lot of higher education everywhere has been talking about, because there's all these kind of projections that show the traditional, you know, high school graduate going straight into college, that age group is just getting smaller in Wisconsin because of just lower birth rates over the past, you know, 20 years. And that doesn't seem to be changing. So they keep talking, or there was discussions a few years ago about a demographic cliff. It appears that around 2026 and beyond, that the average number of what are known as traditional college age students will be, declining. So they've been trying to find, you know, working adults that might have some credit but not a degree. How do we get them in, you know, and how do we get them that credential that they want? They're trying to reach out to improve diversity on campus. It's been an ongoing effort, and some say it hasn't gone fast enough, but it's increased. I looked at some data, and the number of underrepresented students is up. I think it's around the 15% of the total UW student body, if you will. But that's still it's an improvement. Some would like to see it go faster and further.
We'll leave it there. Rich, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He talked with us about a rise in applications to UW system colleges over the last year. We're picking up our talk about college applications heading into the fall semester. UW system reports an increase in applications. Now we're looking at trends around the country. You can join in if you have questions or experiences to share at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Scott Jasek is editor of Inside Higher Ed. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
I want to see how these UW system numbers fit in with what's going on nationally. Let's start with public institutions like the UW. What kind of things are we seeing around the country there?
Sure. So the flagships are doing very well, but that would just be UW-Madison. They are getting a lot of students. They had a lot of applicants. Students say they'll travel there as well. Nationally, the regionals, state universities, are not doing as well. So that's why the Wisconsin numbers really stand out.
I want to bring on a caller who wants to expand the conversation at 800-642-1234. Alyssa is with us in Sparta. Alyssa, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm hoping that the speaker can talk about the predictions for technical schools and private universities within the state. Thank you.
Alyssa, thanks. Great question. Scott, what are we seeing for the technical colleges on the one hand and private campuses?
The technical and community colleges are really hurting nationally. They are struggling for students, not because they're not a good place to go. They are good and they are inexpensive. But many of those students were particularly hard hit during the pandemic, and they're struggling to get back. Private colleges, it depends how prestigious you are. Harvard's doing great. They're having a record year. Most non-famous private colleges are struggling a bit, but one exception I wrote about a few weeks ago is St. Norbert College up in Green Bay. They're having a record year. So it really depends on what you're doing.
Thanks a lot for that call. Great question, Alyssa. Scott, you wrote recently that a lot of those private colleges in particular are extending their admissions period, their admissions season. How are they trying to deal with not having those admissions locked in yet?
So historically, for private colleges, May 1st is the deadline to reply to an offer. Most private colleges have extended those deadlines, some to June 1st, some to July 1st. Many will basically take you until they start in the fall.
Let's bring on another caller at 800-642-1234 with Joyce in Platteville. Joyce, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Joyce?
I just wanted to say my son applied this year to University of Wisconsin-Madison. I've always wanted to have a kid go to school here. We lived in Dubuque for 8 years. But he's accepted at Iowa already, but waitlisted at Wisconsin. And Wisconsin was supposed to be a target school for him. I was going to say that it wound up hurting him that the university system did not look at test scores so well. Hmm. He transferred to two different schools. He's been at an international school in Bogota, Colombia. And if they would have looked more at test scores, I think I would have assumed that he would have been in their first round. But now that they've waited so long, I don't think it'll be changing at this point.
Uh-oh. Joyce, thanks a lot for that call. You hear that, UW-Madison? Can't let Joyce's kid escape to Iowa. But Joyce raises a really interesting point, Scott. The impact of all those schools, and we heard this from Rich too, all these schools saying test optional or we don't care about your test scores at all. We're going to be figuring out how this shakes out for a long time, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, this year is a really crazy year in that respect, because most colleges are not requiring or not looking at test scores. It's possible your son would have gotten in, but the colleges are reporting they are admitting more minority students, more low-income students, who historically don't do as well on the tests. Now, your son is going to be fine at the University of Iowa. Sorry to say that into a Wisconsin audience, but the reality is the students who don't get in because of this are generally going to be fine. The students who they're getting in for the first time, many times they were overlooked in the past.
Thanks a lot for that call, Joyce, at 800-642-1234. Scott, we heard from a Rich Kramer, a reporter, about the demographic cliff that a lot of colleges, especially in areas where you don't see rising populations, they're saying, hey, we're just like by raw numbers, we're not going to have a big potential pool of college candidates. How big a problem is this around the country?
It's a very big problem in the Midwest and the Northeast. You know the issue. If your state is losing people, or if parts of your state are losing people, it really matters, because most public colleges and also most private colleges enroll students who live near them, and so that population is shrinking, and that is a very serious issue in Wisconsin. Leaving aside Madison.
We're talking to Scott Jasek, editor of Inside Higher Ed, looking at college admissions numbers this year. We heard from Rich Kramer. UW system applications, anyway, jumped up a lot, rebounded a lot after last year. We're looking at what's going on around the country. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Jane is with us in Manitowoc. Jane, hello.
Hello. I'm just wondering how much the COVID insecurity of customer service type jobs and stuff that affected the enrollment as far as the technical jobs where people can work from home and things like that might have impacted this.
Interesting, Jane. Thanks a lot for that call. So, Scott, we've talked about the ever-running debate of how much is a college degree worth. Jane saying, hey, maybe having those college degree type jobs where you could work remotely during the pandemic tipped the scales in people's minds. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. What is going on this year, maybe not in Wisconsin, really counters the national trend, which over tons of years, when the economy is bad, college enrollment goes up in technical schools, in schools that serve those students. This year, that didn't happen. When the economy tanked and a lot of people lost their jobs, enrollment went down at community colleges. A lot of people were worried. I don't know what it's going to be in the long run. I think we'll have to see.
Jane, thanks a lot for that call. And it seems like, Scott, from your reporting on this, there is a lot of uncertainty, not just with how many students are applying, but how many are going to accept and show up on a particular campus. I imagine a lot of college administrators are on pins and needles wondering how it's going to shake out come mid-September.
Yeah, I mean, the colleges rely on complex formulas that will say, you know, if you admit X number of students, Y will show up. This year, they're really going on their own because those formulas probably won't work this year. It's really going to be anyone's guess what happens in September.
What are colleges going to look like this fall? We're coming out of a year where, you know, some schools went all virtual, some hybrid, some brought students in, but tried to be careful about it. From what you're hearing and seeing, Scott, what are we looking at in September?
We're probably looking at most colleges returning to semi-normal. They are going to let students, be on campus, hoping for the best. Now, if you are a large campus, there may be some controls on particularly large classrooms, but people want it to be normal, and that's what they're going for now. I worry about what that will mean in states that are not vaccinated.
One thing I haven't brought up, Scott, is often a part of the process for that prospective student and their family is the campus visit. And in-person visits were just off the table, it seemed like. How much did that shake things up?
It shook things up a lot. A lot of students, like you said, want to see the campus. Now, St. Norbert, which I said is doing very well, one of the reasons they think they're doing well is that they opened the campus up for visits early in the process. And that gave them an edge over other campuses that were closed.
Have you seen colleges change the way they market themselves? As the parent of two just graduated high school seniors, I could like insulate my house with all the brochures and stuff I got from campuses. Did colleges end up being more aggressive this last year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, colleges had to do anything to get students. Most colleges had to do anything. They're sending out more materials. They're, you know, because students couldn't go to campus, they're creating online experiences for students to feel on campus. And so it's just a matter of a college is going to do anything possible to reach a potential student.
In our last minute or so, Scott, what's one of the big open questions you're watching for over the next few months?
So the big open question for me is, in states that are not vaccinating at the proper amount, what will it be like in the fall? Most of those states are against limits on who can enroll, against requirements. In Arizona, the governor banned requiring a test, requiring a COVID vaccine, and requiring a face mask for those who didn't get a vaccine. That is potentially a recipe for a problem.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
Scott Jasek is editor of Inside Higher Ed. He talked with us today about the application trends that colleges around the country are seeing as they approach the fall semester. Earlier, we talked to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about a big jump in applications to the UW system.